The following is a presentation of Stewed Productions.
Hey guys, Josh here. Don't want to belabor the point, but just wanted to remind you, yes, we do have a Patreon page if you'd like to help support Inner Brews. Patreon.com/innerbrews or innerbrews.com/Patreon. Also, we have the PayPal option there on the website if you just want to do a one-time donation and help support this show and get more crappier audio out there into the world. I'm super excited about this episode with Melanie and Caitlin from 512 Brewed, and we'll get right to it real quick. So thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. And if all this pandemic mess has got you not able to support, hey, just tell a friend, because we just really appreciate you listening. That's the main thing I want you to know. Thank you so much. On to the show.
This is Interbrews.
All right, hello, one and all. Josh here again for another episode of Inner Brews. Still under lockdown, still doing all these episodes via Skype. But like we've done before, we've been able to bring in people from all around. We're traveling back to Austin again. We had Jeffrey from Jester King a few weeks ago. And now I'm pleased to say that Caitlin and Melanie are joining me now. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are things in Austin today?
They're good. They're quiet. I think we've got some storms about to roll through.
It's been rain off and on for the last 2 weeks.
We had a big one just like 2 hours ago. I was afraid that one of my trees was going to fall over. It was like sideways rain, right? So.
Oh, I think that we're getting that same storm or something similar.
Yeah, it was wild. So now it's nice. I was outside looking for rainbows, but I didn't see any. So I'll just have one of my own here.
There you go.
See, so, okay. You guys have a new pod. Let's just get right into that. So this is a podcast. Obviously everybody listening to this is into podcasts, right? So
hopefully. Correct.
New podcast, Austin emphasis. Tell us all about the podcast and all of that. And then we'll review at the very end of the show. Oh, how long? Well, you know what? You just give me the high sign when you got to, you know, wrap it up. I know you're going to record an episode. So, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Just let me know. But anyway.
We started. The podcast is called 512 Brewed, and it is a craft beer podcast featuring me and Melanie as hosts. Every week we pick a new beer. We kind of pick like a show topic and like discuss other beer news and beer history and beer stories like around that topic that's related to the beer somehow. And it's been a lot of fun. I mean, Melanie can probably say a little bit about it. Was pretty much her idea. I got the name idea came from me, but like her idea.
Mm-hmm. I had the general idea of starting a podcast, you know, as soon as quarantine started. I was bored and I knew Caitlin was also at home. And so I was like, you know what, why don't we start a podcast? And then it took a little bit to like finagle what it was going to be about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have like my blog, which is Big World Small Girl, and Melanie has her own blog, which is Great Golden Weenie, and it's like dog based and travel, and they cover a lot of craft beer. So we're familiar with like creating content and that kind of marketing stuff. And we just were like, we need to come in and like, no, like we had like a 3 hour long conversation one night of like, we want to start this podcast. What should it be? Should it just be beers in the background, beers in the focus? And we came back to what we know, which is beer and what we love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. I think it's one of those things where there's a bunch of beer podcasts out there. Not a lot of Texas beer podcasts. There's some that are there and then they kind of fade away.
Yeah.
There's some radio shows and stuff, but that's it's different. And so there need, I think, and I don't know, everybody has their own voice. You two each have your own voice, but then together you're going to have your, you know, together a thing. And I think it's great. I think to hear more, because I have family in the Austin area, but I don't get up there as often as I want to. And I'm very interested about what's going on in Austin. So this is a great, great place to hear and figure out. And
And we definitely, we don't want to like stay. I mean, we're definitely going to have like a majority of like Austin beers and like talk about a lot of Austin stuff. But like, we want to keep it open to like the great big world of like craft beer. Cause I think where the frustration came from was like, I was like looking for podcasts to do interviews with to kind of promote my own blog. And I was noticing there's like zero active female-led craft beer shows. And I was like, I was like, why isn't this happening? You know, like women are dominating, like covering craft beer, like on Instagram and blogs. And why isn't there a podcast that features just females? And like, yeah, so we just started that. And the name comes from 512 is the area code for Austin. But there's also a different meaning to it. Like five is like the number of dogs that we have total.
Okay.
Well, each episode, we're always going to drink and discuss one beer. And then it's going to be us two hosts. Yeah. So
well, this is perfect. So one of the area codes, I believe, for Houston is 713. So I have two dogs. That makes seven between three of us. Yes. We're going to discuss one beer or more, you know, that's a little fuzzy. And then there's three of us. So there you go. So it's perfect.
That's amazing.
That is wild, actually.
All right, cool. So, well, you know what? Let's talk about, this is kind of a liquid lunch thing, even though this is an episode of Inner Brews. But this, you know, a feature we always do on Liquid Lunch, which is our live show on Thursday. Caitlin, you've been on before. And Melanie, we'd love to have you on anytime, the two of you. Anytime you have a, we've been doing lots of episodes lately. So it's not just Thursdays since we've been quarantined too. We had whenever we can, we do another episode. So we've had something like record number of view hours or whatever, but
nice.
Yeah, so it's been great. But currently I'm drinking it's a Houston area brewery, Eureka Heights. Do you guys get Eureka Heights in that area?
We do not get Eureka Heights. I've actually been to their brewery. They're the ones with don't they have that like cream ale, like the bunny?
Yeah, Buckle Bunny.
Yes, that is like one of my favorite beers. I love their brewery. They're really great with branding. Each beer has its own character, but I wish we got them.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if they make their way, up to 90 pretty soon. This is Neon Moon that I'm drinking. It's another cool logo.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a Belgian single.
Ooh,
I'd say single ready to mingle, but so light, 4.3, which is great because I don't know about you guys. Well, I've been talking too much on this. It's about about the guest. I find I've been drinking a lot more beer lately.
What else is there to do?
I'm glad you said it, but no, I think so. I mean, especially like, I don't know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, so having that like lower percent is probably really awesome, especially in Belgium, which you don't really see, I feel like, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, normally you got the big guys, right? The Dubbels or doubles and triples. Yeah. So this is a single. This would be what we call like somewhere like a Pater's beer, like the daily drinker of the monks. So this is like, you know, like a religious experience drinking this beer.
No. Is that beer one they have all the time, or is that like a seasonal?
No, I think this is a year round now. They do have their seasonal. Now you put me on the spot. I think it's a year round. I think it's now a year round, I believe. But I could look it up, but no, I don't know. Well, just the mystery. I don't know.
If you're that curious, go look it up on your own.
Yeah. Exactly. It's good if you see it. It's one of their newer ones that they've just canned, so.
Oh, okay.
What do you guys got?
I just stole this one out of Caitlin's fridge. I did not come prepared, but thankfully she's got a full supply. But it's the Rainbow Sherbet from Prairie Artisan, and they are out of, do you know where they're out of?
You said
Tulsa. They're in Tulsa. They have a brew pub in downtown Tulsa. I've actually been there. My wife's uncle lives there, and really, really cool spot, like an old town Tulsa. Tulsa's a cool like college town. University of
Tulsa.
That's
one state that I really want to go visit soon, Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's good for a visit. At least Tulsa's pretty cool, I guess. Yeah. Oklahoma's fine. But anyway, the Prairie has got great beers.
A lot of like when I started getting to like the weird, more kind of interesting beers, they were a lot of like the beers that I first grabbed like from Prairie. Like they're just always interesting beers. They have a lot of darker stuff though.
Yeah, those big bombs, the big barrel aged bomb.
It's like $7 for like a glass or like a bottle of beer.
Yeah. Caitlin, what are you drinking?
So I'm drinking, it's the new Lone Star seasonal. It's a Rio Jade. It's a Mexican lager that they recently came out with, last month.
Yeah. I think it's their first seasonal too, right?
Yeah. It's like their first ever seasonal. And it's got like really great like hand drawn artwork on it, featuring like a local artist from San Antonio. But yeah, it's basically like an amber lager. It tastes like more flavorful, more malty Lone Star.
Yes,
it's good.
Okay, Well, good. Yeah, it's a crushable, right?
Crushable, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, well, wheelhouse, like as far as beers go, what do you find yourself gravitating? Like, I'm all over the place style-wise, but is there something you gravitate towards more than others?
Do you want to go for it?
I
do gravitate towards more like lager style or lager styles. Any classic clean German styles I love, like Kolsch. And so I gravitate towards those a lot. But I am a huge fan of sours, and I love seeing the crazy stuff they do with sours nowadays. So like I do that as like my fun beers. But yeah, so I do that. I think some beers I stay away from. I'm not really a big fan of barley wines. I like Belgium's, but I can only have a little bit of it. I don't know. Like, I went to Belgium last year and had like a week of Belgian beer, and you kind of get. It was like afterwards I was like, I just want a nice clean Kolsch.
Yeah.
Something with crisp, clean flavors. So I tend towards those, but yeah. What about you, Mellie?
I think I'm also all over the place. I like just about everything, but if there's one beer that I go to a bar and I see it, I always have to get it. It's a brown. I feel like there's not enough browns. They're always generally so good. I love big malty beers.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Brown ales are great. They're very versatile with pairing with food.
Yeah.
You go get really barbecue or something like that, and it's just like, it's a perfect, perfect pairing. Thanksgiving dinner, we always do a brown ale with Thanksgiving.
Ooh, I'm sure that's delicious. Turkey gravy and a brown.
Yeah. Well, so you got all that stuff, right? Like you always see those lists of here's a thing to pair your Thanksgiving meal with. And they do like one, like a beer per thing.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, but my plate is all mixed together and it's a riot on my plate. So it's like, I need something that's going to go with everything. So brown ales are fantastic.
I feel like they're such a rare style too. You really don't see them much.
Yeah, back in the day, I mean, like when craft, like the first craft revolution, like the way back in the 90s, like way, way back from what I hear, I wasn't there, but from what I hear, it was, browns, porters, stouts, and then maybe a pale ale or something.
Interesting.
It was kind of, like what the brew pubs had and stuff. And like, one of St. Arnold's first beers was a brown ale. Real Ale had one that I don't even know. Do they still make that one?
What's the name of it?
Brewhouse Brown or something like that. I think they do. Okay.
It might be a seasonal, but.
Yeah. It used to be a year round thing. So people used to get browns. And then IPA just came in and blew everything out of the water. But who else? Independence had one.
Oh my gosh. I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, there's some good browns. I mean, I'd just like to see them more places. I don't know if it's just. I guess the trend now is people aren't drinking them, so they're not being made too much. But I mean, brown's such a classic beer, and then you've got like some flaunty showboat, like hazy double dry hop IPA next to it, and it's like.
Yeah, the marketing team for brown ale one like the it's called brown ale.
Yeah, it sounds, you need to like, come up with some keywords for it.
It makes sense. Like, would you put it in a dirty glass or something? Why is it brown? What are we doing?
Right. We need like a brown ale, like lobby group.
Yeah. Something like a marketing. You guys are great with the marketing, and maybe you guys should join Team Brown Ale.
Hashtag Team Brown Ale.
Yeah. We're gonna make sure it's happening.
I don't know. Something needs to happen. Brown ales are great though.
They are. They're very good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, also, if you get a chance, try this this Neon Moon. It's very pleasant.
Sure, we'll have to pick them up whenever we go to Houston.
Yeah, we've been dying to go to Houston. I went last year on like my brewery road trip. I was only on the air for a few days, and I really, really want to go back for like a long trip though. Yeah, there's a lot to do in this city, and the craft beer scene is great.
There are so many breweries.
Yeah. There's I'll say this, being in Houston and getting to visit all the breweries, at least, well, not in the last, 8 weeks, but, doing the show every week, going to a brewery, hanging out. You take it for granted, maybe not for granted what you have, but, you get used to like, the Houston beer scene, and I look at Austin, like, ooh, I got to get up there.
Right.
And so
I feel the same way, I think, as you do.
Okay.
I think we're all just itching to get out of home, out of the city.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how have y'all been coping with it all? I mean, when was the last time you actually got out?
We drove up to the other weekend before last. We drove like an hour and a half east, outside of Austin, past Bastrop, and we went out to, I'm going to look at the name up real quick, but like we went out to this brewery out in like Bastrop County, and they were open. It was like this farmhouse style brewery.
Ooh.
And they just had these like random picnic tables and lawn chairs outside. Cool. And they were serving beer. And that was probably the last time. And that I'm looking up the name of the brewery right now, but what about you, Melly?
So I was lucky enough. My parents own some land in Colorado, and they needed some help. They're building a property. They're building a house out there, and it was like getting ready for go time for them to start building. And my stepdad unfortunately couldn't work, so my mom asked my husband and I to come up and help her for the weekend. So we road tripped out there, essentially just straight out to the property, but it was. So we didn't really get to see much, but it was definitely a change of scenery was very, very much appreciated.
Yeah, just the drives alone.
Yes.
Like we drove out to Fredericksburg a couple weeks ago or whenever that was. I don't know. I've lost.
It seems like so long ago. I know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a couple weeks ago.
Time is a weird thing.
Yeah, it could have been like 3 days ago or it could have been 4 weeks. It's all kind of mashed together, right?
I know.
Keep on saying it feels like
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. It's like to figure out like what day is today? Like what day is today? I only know that today is Wednesday because yesterday we had tacos.
And it's like that whole 3-day weekend's really been throwing me off too. Like,
oh yeah, Memorial Day too?
Yeah. Oh. Like, is it Tuesday or Saturday?
Like, I don't know. I did see on Instagram right before we jumped on to record here that Jester King, they've kind of revamped their whole property.
Yeah, I actually got like an email about it today. Like their property in the email said like it's like the size of like a state park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bigger than like some national or some bigger, state parks.
And they had this really cool map. It came in the email. I don't know if that's a photo that you saw on Instagram, but
I think it is. Yeah.
It's like a map that says all these different areas.
Yeah. That's exciting.
That they have right now.
Yeah. And they have like the goats.
And I think that would be like such a great, that's always been such a great place to go. Cause you can really go out there and they just have acres and acres and like grab a bottle of beer, grab a pizza and like just go.
Walk,
really. Yeah. Go dip out for a little bit. You don't have to be around people or
get
anyone.
Away from, yeah. That's how Vista Brewing is too. We went there yesterday actually. And it was so nice to like just go out and sit away from everybody, but still be able to get a beer from a brewery. It was great.
Where is Vista?
It's interesting.
It's kind of in that same area. It's out in the hill country. Okay. It's really close.
What's the name of the barbecue place I spy?
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
Okay.
Right across the road from Salt Lake.
Yeah. Okay. There's so many breweries out there. Like we were.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I call it the like beer Muta triangle. I'm sure that's all. Because there's like you literally go out there and you get lost, but chances are you're gonna like come upon a brewery
or a distillery.
Or a distillery, yeah.
Yeah. Or
yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this map right now, and they've got a vineyard coming.
Mm-hmm.
They have the hop yard, which is already there. The goat barn's already there.
Beer garden.
I don't know where the canopy is. That might, maybe, I don't know. That looks cool. It looks like the way they have the map, it looks like to me that it's like almost like a beer amusement park.
Yeah. It really does. It's like the map that you pick up like at the very the gate of an amusement park.
This is the goat barn world.
Hopefully the lines aren't that long. But
no, yeah. I mean, the last few times I've been out to Jester King, the lines have been pretty good. I mean, sometimes we will pull up in the parking lot
and you're like,
you just turn around.
I guess we'll just hang out at Last Stand or Argus or something. Right. You know, wait.
Well, actually, there's a new brewery right across the road from them now called Beerberg.
Yeah, oh, they're right. They've got a lot of property too.
Yeah, yep. that whole Fitzhugh Dripping Springs, the Fitzhugh Road, Beer Row. It's like
it
all
is
that, so
hot spot.
Yeah,
you got Treaty Oak on there too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
In a cidery.
Yeah,
in
Argus. Cidery. Have y'all been to Argus?
Oh, was that?
Argus Cidery. That's the little cidery there. If you're into ciders, that's I love it.
I love cider.
Yeah.
It's what I drink when I take a break from beer.
It's like when you're fighting with beer, you have a cider.
I don't know. That might. I wouldn't call it cheating. We were on a break.
Yeah,
we're on
exactly.
A break. We're on a break. It was mutual. It was fine.
Beer was, break.
Beer was hanging out with other people.
Right?
It's fine. That's the thing. You know, my thing with cider, I love cider, but then when I'm drinking cider, I'm like, I wonder what beer I could have been having.
Right. That's how I feel.
It's like, you know, that's how I know I'm in love with beer. It's like, yeah. What beer could have had? I could have been drinking a beer. Anyway.
No, you and Melanie are probably more similar than that. I'm a huge cider fan. But no,
well, I love it too.
There's not enough of that. Like, there's not much variety of it in terms of, or in comparison to how beer.
Oh, for sure.
Like the variety of beer.
Available, right? It's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's some good cideries. There's, you know, Austin East Ciders is there. You've got Bishop up in Dallas is good.
Yes.
Argus is great if you like the dry stuff. The Texas Keeper. They do some really fun things if you're into the I love drier, like champagne, funky,
yeah,
stuff like that. That's what I'm into. Let's see.
Yeah, you know. Text Keeper is spot for that.
Yeah, yeah, I like all that. What are some of y'all's favorite breweries like in Austin? Like if somebody's coming to Austin, they're like, hey, expert opinion, you know, maybe not like Jester King always gets a lot of love. And of course, because they're awesome. But, you know, are there some that, you know, maybe the ones that you... Maybe your go-to, closest to your house, or I don't know, just whatever.
Yeah, I feel like we're really similar with our like brewery and beer tastes. Nomadic Brewing is one of my all-time favorites. Everything that they've got, you know, a range of styles, and they're always pumping out new beers.
They're newer too.
They
less than like a year?
A year and a half ago, ago.
Okay.
But everything that they make is just delicious.
Yeah, and it's a cool tap. It's a great tap room.
It's a great tap room. It's really laid back. The owners are always there, which it's
always
great.
Yeah, always there. Yeah. And they're so friendly. They're a good spot. What else do you like?
I feel like, I mean, Austin Beer Works. You can't have somebody come to Austin and not take them to Austin Beer Works.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just a staple. And obviously like their beer is phenomenal too.
I find when I like recommend, like when I have people coming in town, like, and they ask for recommendations, I first try to ask, like, where are you staying in town? Because Austin doesn't have great public transportation. Yes. So if you're driving around brewery hopping, you're going to need to rely on, like, Ubers and Lyfts. And then I ask, like, what kind of beers you like to see if they're more of an IPA or sour person. But regardless of what they answer, I always say, like, the three breweries that you need to go to are Lazarus. Mm-hmm. They're on East 6th. Great little brewery, a lot of like old world style beers, mm-hmm. great tacos.
Yes.
Blue Owl Brewing is another one.
If you like sours though.
If you like sours. What I think is, what I like to recommend to people about it is the sour mash beers and is beer styles that they've probably never had before.
That are soured, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, I had like a sour stout or porter.
Yeah.
And it's so good. They're Professor Stout,
Professor,
right?
Yeah, Professor Stout.
And then the third one I like to recommend is a little bit newer. And it's a little bit further out, but it's called Southern Heights, and they're huge on IPAs. Okay. And they've got a gorgeous, beautiful tap room. Another place where the brewers or owners are always there,
yeah,
chatting it up. And their beers are like, I don't know, like you hear a lot about Pine House Pizza beers too in Austin. And like, I feel like Southern Heights, they're newer, but like their IPAs are just of highest quality.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
So I like to recommend those three places, like just to anyone and everyone, just a little bit of everything.
Okay. Well, let's talk a bit about the podcast that you guys are doing. Cause this, okay. So, fair warning to y'all listening. This is, we're going to go deep on podcast nerdery. All right. So you had the idea of doing a podcast, which I can relate to, pretty strongly. When you were thinking about putting it together, what were like, obviously you said, you know, how much are you going to focus on beer? Beer's going to be the back. That's kind of, it's always a thing, right? Is there enough to talk about beer? And that's kind of where Interbrews is kind of, it drifts to that, right? I'm around great beer people and we have great beers in front of us, but the conversations go everywhere.
All over the place.
It's like a hill country drive. It meanders.
But you always have beer to go back to, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. You find out like, whoa, well, yeah. When finally, after all the rambling and the meandering and the whatever, then it's like, oh yeah, by the way, tell me more about
beer.
Yes. Cause that's the cool thing about beer. It like, there are beers, like some of like the bigger, hazier IPAs, you know, and the big bold stouts and stuff. Sometimes you have to sit there and just concentrate on that beer because it demands all your attention. But then there are other beers where, like this one, like this Neon Moon would be a prime example. I'm having a sip and we're talking. And then, like, maybe there's a breath in the conversation. And then I take a sip and I'm like, oh, man, that's really good. Tell me more about that. You know, it's like it kind of hits you again. It doesn't demand your attention, but it's like you get a glance from across the table. Like, oh, That's an attractive right? beer.
You know? Share it.
Yes. You know? It's like, yeah. Have y'all, what do you think? You know? And that, so that's, you know, but what do y'all think? What are y'all trying to accomplish with, like, is that, what are you trying to do? What, you know?
If, so I guess with this, like, just kind of helping to like bring more entertainment to the beer world in like a different way.
Yes.
And like definitely give like a female voice to craft beer reviews and craft beer history. And I don't know, I love learning about beer, like the history of beer. It goes back so far. Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd be a really fun way to kind of keep us busy and like researching about fun yes. new stuff and like keeping us on our toes. And like, I'll let Melanie say what she hopes for the podcast, but what I hope for the podcast is just to kind of like make beer more approachable, make beer more fun, and not just like dry reviews where they're all technical and stuffy uh-huh. and like just make it fun and easy. And like, there's a lot of cool history behind like what you're drinking. And I want to make sure everybody knows that. And I also want to make them laugh.
Yes.
We try to be funny a lot.
Yes. No, I think you nailed it right on the head, Caitlin. I think, you know, craft beer is so fun. The industry, you know, it's so fun and welcoming and like, everything about it is great. And I feel like that doesn't really get portrayed too often. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's, you know, I think we share that similarity as we're, you know, we're hoping obviously like bringing the female voice to craft beer, but also, you know, enlightening people and like, hey, you don't just have to drink a beer and like talk about like, you know, all the technical stuff.
Like, go through the 5 points, like aroma, like mouthfeel, yes. like, yes.
Yeah. Aroma is one of those, it's a hard one to get across on an audio podcast, especially.
Yes.
Dunk the mic into the beer. Doesn't, I've tried it. It doesn't work. So that's good. That's good. So I was looking at your, what, up to 6 episodes now as we record this as our little piece of audio history. That's one thing I've been looking at while we've been in the, what I'm calling the COVID Chronicles of Inner Brews.
Yeah. Like that.
It's audio. It's like an audio, time capsule thing, right? At some point, 1,000 years from now, they're going to be, you know, I wonder what they were doing back in 2020, you know, way back then. And yeah. they're going to come across all these files, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope, right? So at some point, no, this doesn't go away.
We were wondering about that. Like when we started recording these first few episodes, we were like, do we want to talk about coronavirus? Do we want to keep these like episodes evergreen so right. anybody can listen to them at any time and they'll be relevant? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think it's important to kind of include this little snapshot mm-hmm. of...
Yeah, and especially because I feel like it doesn't, it's not just affecting us, but it's affecting what we're talking about because, I mean, the craft beer industry has been hit pretty hard.
Yeah, very hard.
Yeah, it's it's one of those things where it's like, you just kind of have to do it. And this is, we'll talk nerdery. I'm getting a little bit of, my iPhone is giving me feedback over my something.
I was going to say, is that okay? Because I hear it, but I didn't know if that was me.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. If it's close, it could be you. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, it's probably you. I'm a professional podcaster for years and years. That's
it probably it's is.
Probably some rookie mistake. Yeah, shoot. Here's the thing. If you just remember to hit record, I did on our first episode that we ever did, I failed to hit record. And so then we had to have another first episode that we ever did.
Oh, no.
It was just lost. It was just lost.
Well, well, we're recording, we're meeting up tonight to record an episode that we had actually recorded last week. And I guess the file got messed up. We were using like voice memos, mm-hmm. Like the voice memo app, and the file got messed up. So it said all like 1 hour of the episode was recorded, but only the first 2 minutes and 15 seconds were recorded.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, but you know, some lessons are best learned that way.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to have like 3 backup systems next time.
Yes. That's okay. So. If anybody, so one, you guys are using Anchor, right? That's
yes.
Okay. So Anchor, I put my podcast on Anchor, not exclusively, but I started using it. I've made almost $6 total.
Dang.
Using Anchor. So I don't know how many people are listening. I think that's like
claiming taxes on that.
No. Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. So, but Anchor is a great approachable way to do it.
Yeah.
Can't you do the interview like over Anchor the app? Couldn't you do an interview over the app, like remotely, like one person one place, another person another place? And
you can do that. I know when we were first started recording, we were using Zoom, and then we moved to
voice memos,
or we moved to Zencastr, and then we were recording voice memos because we still kind of wanted to record individual audio files.
Uh-huh.
And then, which is weird because, you know, we started this podcast, it's a joint podcast, but we started it where we were like,
apart.
Yeah, like we were total opposite sides of town.
Yeah.
And so that's been tricky. And I was like, time only, like our chemistry really needs to come through, like since we're not here. And like, so we've been trying to have video running, like while we're recording, like using like a non-web based app.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But Anchor is great. I love it. I can't believe how much is free on Anchor.
And there are so many like options to do anything.
Yeah. Anchor, I tell people that, well, I read it in the ad because they give me the script, but it's a very approachable deal to use, especially if you're just getting started and all you have is like your phone. You know, if you have a phone already, if you spent, I don't know, another $25 on an adapter and a dynamic mic or something, you can make a really good sounding solo podcast, and then you can bring people in or whatever. And then you can use Skype or whatever. So many options, right? So
yeah, and Anchor, like you publish the episode and it goes out to all the big platforms at once.
Yeah.
And like what I like about it too is like we have like someone who's helping with like our sound. One of Melanie's friends helps with sound editing, and he gives the file back to us, and I'm able to like clip it, and I get the intro part out, and I just hit add intro music. And it perfectly like adds the intro music it's like loud in the first few seconds and then like goes down as we talk and then back up, you know, like it's like one click.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. When I started, and this is where I go old podcaster guy. I started way back at the dawn of podcasting. It was, 8 years ago or whatever it was.
OG.
Yes. Well, I had the idea of doing a podcast a couple of years before I actually started the podcast, and that was like legit OG back in the day. Like nobody knew what a podcast was. That was, you know, right when Joe Rogan was getting started and Adam Carolla were getting started. And now we look and see Joe Rogan is barely making it by. I don't know if you guys saw.
He's really struggling.
Yeah, that $100 million Spotify exclusivity thing. It's like, good luck with that, Joe. I hope everything continue. I hope you make it through this rough patch in your life. You know what I'm saying? But no, it was like you had to do a bunch of stuff, right? You had to host your files in a place, and then you had to have a website somewhere else, and then you had to go through manually and add your show to all the different places and things like that. It's like homebrewing. Homebrewing used to be really tough. You had to, you know, like craft a pot out of stone. Well, and then
find that one of those Gatorade orange things.
Yeah,
people get those from.
Yeah, you had to do that and mill your grains yourself. just all this stuff, right? It was like, but like the people that have been doing it for a long time still do a lot of that same thing because that's their process, how they do homebrew it. And then podcasting is kind of the same thing for me. But the stuff like Anchor and there's some like new equipment and stuff that makes it real, real approachable. But one thing I will say. Like a standalone voice recorder. Like I have this Tascam DR40 and it's actually discontinued. They have a new version of it that's not as good. But just any like digital recorder that's standalone, they'll never crash and you can record. But recording your own, basically doing what Zencastr does, like what they call it, like double ender, right? Which sounds horrible if you don't know what you're talking about. It's like, what are you? You've been in pandemic quarantine.
That was like a fun weekend night for me, but
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm sorry. I should have said that. I'm not.
Hey, you know, I don't judge. I don't judge. But it's, hey.
Maybe because we don't stop at all, but.
Yeah. Everybody, you're just going to have to listen to the podcast to see what she means. It's more of that. 512 Brood. But it's,
anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. So what it does is it records on both ends of the conversation, right? And you can do that on your own. I think Zencastr, I remember when Zencastr first came out and it was free, you know, for a little while. They get you like, it's like a drug dealer. They give you a little bit at first, like you can do this for free. Check it out. Tell us what you think. And then they're like, oh, by the way, you're gonna have to start paying for this now. I was like,
Yeah, they're like, are you sure you don't want to just edit your video for a few or your audio for a few dollars? Like, do you want to just do that? We'll edit it.
Yeah, it's all that. It's all that. But I mean, like, so if the two of you are on like a Skype call, you could record your own conversations on either side on your own digital recorder. And then you could, you know, if you wanted to take the time to edit them together or whatever, you could do all that. But but whatever. I don't know. Standalone recorders are great.
We're currently using, we've got like a Yeti mic.
Yep.
And when we were recording separately, like Melanie's friend has, the first three episodes we were recording in Zoom, and I opened it in like iMovie and like clipped out like the bad parts and extracted it, like really low quality. And then her friend who's an audio editor came in and like suggested, like, you know, audio really matters with podcasts. Like, that's all you have. And so he gave us a lot of advice. He started editing our files and he told us to like split up the audio files. So yeah, it's been good. It's something though, and I'm sure you probably relate to with your podcast, but like with this podcast, like our 10th episode is like 100 times better than our first.
Yes. The learning curve is, I don't know, actually know what a learning curve is, but it gets better for sure as you go. You get way better. Your first one, you're not just like 10 times better. You're probably 1,000 times better by the time you get to 10, right? Because there's all the elements. There's the chemistry. There's the, you know, the flow, like knowing of when one person starts to pause and then the other person, like, don't step on them, right?
Yeah.
It slows down when he talks and then he just keeps going. But but yeah, no, it's fun. And the camaraderie in, like, especially if you have two people on a show, the longer two people are together, it's like a marriage, right? You get to know what's going on. Yeah. So
it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Already. And I feel like Melanie and I are texting like all day, every day now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we were close before, but we're just like constantly being like, oh, did you see this article? Or like, oh, like, let's do this promotion. Or yeah.
I will say that. And then you guys have been doing like Instagram and your blogs and stuff for long enough. So you're aware. It's the same thing happens with, you can get like a little bit of burnout every once in a while.
Yes.
I mean, it happens, right? With everything, right?
Yes, with everything.
These conversations are so fun, but you do get burnout every once in a while. You just need a break, take a breather. I would say don't be afraid to just do like a, you know, if somebody can go do an episode, like a solo episode, this is just because when I started with the podcast, we had like five dudes on here.
Yeah.
And nobody had the same work schedule.
No.
It was doomed to fail before it even started.
That's a lot of people to coordinate.
It really is, especially when one was a teacher. Three of us worked at night. Another one worked overnights. It was like, how are we going to make this work?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it just became what it became now. And just let it, you know, just let the show become what it is, right? It's got its thing and it'll get there. And if somebody can go do an interview, you know, go do the interview. And then next time somebody else could, I don't know. And it's cool because it's just, I think people like, I think people like authenticity the most, right?
Like, be real about it. Like, be your honest self. Like, don't be high and mighty. And I think with, like, beer, like, no need to be high and mighty. And, yeah, and I want to make sure that it provides, or that we provide some type of value. So we're, like, along with laughing along, like, people can definitely learn something or gain something, just especially since it's me and Melanie right now, you know.
Yeah,
and there's a lot to learn. I mean, it's been fun for us to learn about beer too.
For sure.
Well, how did you two meet? Because you're obviously
tell them.
Okay, so I actually when I was Caitlin's cactus just took a dive over here. But when I was getting ready to launch my blog, I started with Instagram first. And, you know, once I grew it, I decided that I wanted to start a blog. And so I was reaching out to a couple of like local bloggers, especially like food, beer, dog people, to see if they could help me promote it. And I reached out to Caitlin and she was the first person who said yes. And I feel like I didn't really need to reach out to anybody after that. So we like met for brunch one day and like took the dogs and chatted for a little bit and like just immediately hit it off. And
Yeah. And it was, I mean, that was like back in the fall. It hasn't even been a year. And like, I turned 30 in January and I had like a birthday party with like me and a few of my girlfriends. We went down to Miami and like a month after we met, like, I was like, well, I want her to come to Miami with me. Like, you know, all these other girls are girls I've known for years, but we just connected right away. Yes. She used to be my neighbor.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now she's moved, but we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah.
So we just kind of hit off right away. We have dogs. We're both marketers. We're both content creators. Yeah. There's a lot of like overlap and it's just kind of, we get along really well. And I think our chemistry is something that comes through really well, like on the podcast. Yes. And I hope that's what keeps people tuning in every week.
And our jokes.
Yeah. Both jokes.
Yeah. So, all right, Melanie, tell me about your blog. Like, tell me about it.
Yeah, so the whole purpose behind it is to provide a resource for dog owners, dog lovers, dog parents to find the best of like dog friendly everything. So like we started with Austin. We have, you know, an Austin a traveling to Austin with dogs guide. We've got a like dog friendly brewery guide that outlines, you know, which Austin breweries have patios that allow dogs, which Austin breweries allow dogs inside, which Austin breweries, you know,
just have some crappy little shade
that you wouldn't take your dogs in the summer when it's 115 degrees out.
Right.
So that's my, you know, the whole thing behind it. It's I guess the niche is dogs, but we do a lot of travel. We do a lot of beer. We do a lot of just like anything that dogs can do. We kind of cover.
And you provide like a lot of those dog accounts are really awesome and they provide a lot of, you know, smiles in your feed, but Melanie provides so much value beyond just like cute dog photos.
Oh,
she's got like a Great Dane.
Yeah. Well, I will say I was doing a little cyber stalking before the show. What is your Great Dane's name? He's
Apollo.
Appropriate.
Yes. So so my blog is Three Dogs, One Bar, but what I originally started with was on Instagram is Great Golden Weenie, Great Dane Golden Retriever, Weenie Dog Mix.
I saw it and I was like, what in the... And then,
Well, and that's why, you know, I wasn't... When I was looking for a blog name, I was like, well, I can't really, like, the Instagram is one thing, but I can't name my blog Great Golden Weenie. So that's where the $3 one bar came.
That search term, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get some interesting shopping ads on top.
Not the kind of traffic I'm looking for.
But no, it's super fun. Like, you're both of you guys, your Instagram, the Instagram thing is lost on me. I just, I don't know. Call me, I feel like, no. I don't want to use the B word.
You're young. You're not old. Don't say it.
Okay.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm getting to the point where like I feel that way about TikTok.
Oh my gosh. Don't even. Yeah.
Listen, I get a little bit of, I watch too much Gary. I don't know if you guys know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, but
yeah. He's like an entrepreneur.
He's on.
Drops F-bomb.
Yes.
Inspirational, motivational.
Yes. And he's on all the time. He did a 12-hour stream 2 days ago just to motivate. I'm like, I can't. It's too much. I can't. Anyway.
Yeah.
He had a YouTube show called like Daily V, and he had these two girls on that had, and before TikTok was TikTok, it was Musical.ly, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys remember the old school.
Yes.
Musical.ly all the way from, you know, 17.
Yeah.
Whenever it was. Yeah. It's 18, early 18s. And it was, you know, people just doing like the dance. I guess TikTok's still kind of that. I don't.
Yeah, a little bit. Like,
something.
Just arm movements.
Something. Yeah. That exactly. This is
you guys can't see it, but Caitlin is doing an incredible dance for the camera right
seriously,
now.
This is, I'm so close. This is where I'll mention, normally I do it right off the top. And so now I don't have to. I'll do it in the middle when they can't go anywhere. Patreon. I have a Patreon account and we're super duper close to getting video added to this. But I want to do it right. So if you want to help support, you can do just $1 an episode and you get exclusive content. And then also we have the PayPal option. If you just want me to never have to do these ads again, you can just drop a few, few dollars in there if you have it. But if not, again, this is where I just say I appreciate everybody. Listening, that was kind of awkward, just in the middle of everything. Normally, I just do that off the top, but I just
plug yourself. Cheers, y'all, to everyone who's contributed so far.
Yeah,
we've got some hardcore loyal patrons there on the Patreon deal. But yeah, I had a Musical.ly account. Like I opened it up by watching Gary Vee. He's like, all right, I'll be one of these. And then I realized it was all like 14-year-old girls, and I was like,
yeah,
this is weird. I don't know if there's a space for this, you know, late 30s dude here, but I'm
could be. You just got to make one.
There absolutely could be. I don't think I don't have what it takes to just rush in there and be that guy.
I mean, you get on TikTok and like some of the creative things that people are making or some of the things that people are making on there are just beyond creative.
Yeah.
And these are like just kids hanging out at their house and they're doing all these cool transitions and like. Green
animations
screen
and stuff.
Yeah. Or like telling a dang movie in 60 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Like,
and then you just have dances. So
it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I have three daughters and they mess around. They've got one phone. My oldest has a phone finally. She's 13. And the other two, the twins, they're 11. They'll mess with it. And then one of my twins, she was just editing a video. And she's like, check this out. And it was like, oh, my gosh, you're a prodigy. It's like, but it's like, it's so intuitive. Right? You know, it's like they don't have the burden of like the old school editing stuff that was so clunky and hard. And now it's like
Adobe.
Yes. It's like etched into my brain. I was like, editing's hard and it takes hours and hours and hours. She just whipped that thing out in like, you know, 45 minutes. I was just, check it out. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. All on like a 5-inch screen too.
Yeah.
Like, which is the crazier part.
I still can't figure it out.
I can't do it like on a tiny, I need like a big, like 20-inch screen where I can have like 7 windows open and everything.
Yeah, 2 monitors.
Right.
That's been my excuse. I don't have a $10,000 setup in front of me. So obviously I can't create. Obviously.
Right.
So, but I do think there's something to it. Like you got to find your medium. Like for me, the podcasting talking is Instagram. It's just not kind of my deal. I can try to force it. It just doesn't come natural to me. Like for you guys, it seems to come naturally.
And like Instagram, I feel like is a very visual platform.
Yes.
Yeah. And look at me. I'm not a visual. This is not visual. This is not. I was like, my wife's like, you want to give yourself a haircut? And I was like, sure. How bad can it get? And it's like, because it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's like, oh, it looks like, yeah, it's fine. You know. So
just roll with it.
Yeah. So maybe I don't need to go to video. Maybe I'll just do video of just my guests. Maybe I'll make it really awkward.
Yeah. Or like super zoomed out.
Yeah.
And like, you know, put like a filter on it, make it like really like hazy or blurry. Or
like the Barbara Walters from back in the day.
Yes. Filter. Yes. This is exactly what I was thinking about.
Back in 2020, it looked like, why is the room smoky? I don't
know. Right. Looks like they're like sitting in a room of like cigar smokers.
Yeah. Which, I like cigars. I don't necessarily like smoking cigars, but I like the idea of cigars. Like, right. I feel like sitting down smoking a cigar should be awesome. I just don't. Yes. I do it like once every year and a half. Right. Anyway.
They're a little stinky for me, but.
They're fun. You know, I've done a few episodes. You know, there's some local like cigar people and it ties. We've done one at a brewery, did one at Bearded Fox where Lone Star Tobacco, Forbes, he's the owner there. And he came over to, Bearded Fox and we had beers and cigars and it was a lot of fun. But like I don't know, to dedicate yourself to a cigar every day. Like it's like I don't,
it's a big old thing too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than, I mean, I don't know, but I think at least they smell better than cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally different thing from cigarettes, right? You don't even you don't inhale, you just kind of puff on it.
Taste yeah.
It. And they do go well with a lot of different beers.
I bet. Like the darker, like heavy beers are better. Mm-hmm. Great.
And then of course, I don't know if you guys are into spirits at all. Do y'all like whiskey or like?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Rum's my favorite, but I mess with other stuff.
I prefer whiskey.
Okay. Do y'all have a favorite local distillery?
I really, really like Still Whiskey here in Austin. They do... Oh, and I'm completely going to butcher this and nobody come after me. So they do like your traditional whiskey and then they also do a clear whiskey.
Unaged.
Unaged, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because the color comes from the barrel.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So they start it. So they open. The problem with like, you know, a lot of whiskey distilleries and even wineries is like you have to have years of a product before you even open it or making sales. So they found a way around it. And like we're coming out with like clear whiskey, an aged whiskey, which they have like an orange flavor, regular, and then like a spicy one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But now they have their own aged.
Yep.
And they have gin.
Yes.
Yes, they have gin.
And they've got a really cool tasting room that in town where you can like go try some of like their local cocktails that they make with it. It's really cool.
They're right next to St. Elmo Brewing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like right next. My favorite, going on the gin, my favorite distillery is actually the one right next to Jester King, and that is Revolution Spirits.
Yeah.
And they have a gin. They have like a coffee liqueur that's unbelievable, out of this world. Like you put it on ice with like a drop of half and half and like you're good. Mm. But they have a gin that like really opened up my eyes to gin. Like when I moved down to Texas, all I thought about gin... Before I moved down to Texas, all I thought about gin was like dry beef eater, you know, just like the worst stuff ever. And then I came down here and I had like their botanical gin and it was like it was like an herb garden. Uh-huh. Like there's rosemary, lavender and Yeah, it was absolutely delicious, and they've totally changed my mind about gin. And so they're my favorite. I recommend them to anybody who's going out to Joseph King. Like, go quarter mile down the road and stop at Revolution.
That's cool. Yeah, it's a different vibe.
And yeah.
If you're used to beer, like I can't take a beer approach into a distillery, or I'm gonna not walk out. You know.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a different experience too when you go, like, I don't know, you go to the tap room and you can have like a few beers, you can sit down with family, by yourself, read a book, but like with a distillery,
can't really like go get some, I mean, you could, but.
But I don't know, it feels different than a bar, because I would feel comfortable going to a bar and having a few cocktails at night and like reading a book or like,
yeah,
you know.
Doing some work.
But I don't know, some feel like distillery feels like business only, like get your bottle, get out, get your tasting, yes. Like get a fancy cocktail that's like $5 too expensive.
How often do y'all plan on doing episodes? Do you have a locked in schedule, or just kind of let them flow?
So currently we're doing one episode a week, and we're releasing that episode on Fridays.
Okay.
We're definitely open to experimenting with like days of the week,
yeah,
in the future. But as of right now, I think our capacity is only like one episode a week, because we like to put a lot of research into the episodes, okay, and come with kind of like almost a script. You know?
Okay. Now I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't. And it would probably help me if I did a little more scripting kind of thing, but I just.
Well, I think our problem too is we just kind of get off on tangents, and then, you know, we've got an hour and a half episode that we're like, oh.
Y'all are locked into the hour and a half as far as like.
We're trying to stay. Our last episode was like an hour and a half, and we decided just to keep it, see how it goes. Maybe people will listen through it. Uh-huh. But normally we try to stay around 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, 45 minutes to an hour.
And like with the show format, we open up, kind of talk about the beer that we're talking about, a little bit about the style. Mm-hmm. As much as we want to go into that, whether if it's something like a style that we're really keen on, like we might go a little bit further into it. Then we cover the brewery,
yep,
our personal experience with the brewery, if there's anything. And then like we kind of cover like a few, we go back and forth and share stories
that kind of somehow relate to the beer. So like last episode we had
summer beers.
Yeah, we had summer beers.
We had a beer from a brewery out on the beach in Texas. And so we were like, let's talk about summer beers. Yeah. It's Lorelei, so they have all the mermaids and stuff.
They're Corpus?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
And then we did one, I'd like this to become like a reoccurring thing, but like we did one where we grabbed a beer from Colorado and we just talked about Colorado beer history.
Yep. Yeah.
For like the whole episode.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you were just there, Melanie, so that's.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been there a few times. Like, yeah. I mean, it was a really easy state to talk about with craft beer and for us, but.
For sure.
Around Texas, there is some cool, like Colorado's not that far. I mean, if you're going to be driving, I don't know, like when I go back to Arkansas, it's like 10 hours all the way across the state. Louisiana's not that far. New Mexico's, it's all far. It's Texas, right? But
yeah,
it's all getting out of Texas.
Yeah. We drove to Fort Collins last summer. It took us like 8 hours to get out of Texas.
Yeah.
Going north.
Yes. Yeah. But it's like, I mean, at that point, it's like you might just, if it's 8 hours, just drive 12 or 14. It's like, what's the
exactly.
difference, right?
Yeah.
It's an adventure.
Once we were up in Fort Collins, we were like an
it's
hour.
Easy breezy.
We were an hour from like Wyoming or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you're out there, it's like, well, we're not going to be this close to other stuff again and for a while.
No.
Let's just do this. Okay. So 45 minutes. That's probably that's a good time. I just like talking. I just like to talk. So like. We're past 45 already now. I don't know. Do y'all have other things to do? Sorry, you don't get to go to them. I could do this all day. I just love it. I don't know if people like to listen to it. Maybe that would be better if I'd pay attention to that. But I don't. Whatever. I just love the conversation.
It's fun. I think it's fun, like getting out and creating content and like getting to talk to people. And
yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think it's a lot of fun.
Well, both of you seem more attuned to I definitely see my blind spots when I talk to somebody else doing the thing, a similar thing, or doing the thing that I'm doing. So like we have the podcast and it's a beer podcast and it's in Texas. So that's three very similar things, but you're approaching it from a different way. And you have a different, you know, just your personalities and everything are going to be different in the backgrounds and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to what y'all are doing and I'm going to be like, oh man, yeah, look at that. I should probably
Good. Maybe one day we'll launch a podcast about launching podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super meta. Yeah. And then after you do that one for a while, then you do launching a podcast about launching a podcast.
How to like launch a course that does something else. Yeah. Yes. It's full circle.
Yeah.
It's full circle.
I do think there's somewhere we need, there's, cause there have been, you know, like when we started Liquid Lunch, Catherine, you know, she had her podcast, She's Crafty, out of San Antonio. And that was, you know, that was one of those ones where, you know, Melanie, are you literally on the ball? Are you on a ball?
Yeah. Sorry, stop.
No, it's fine.
I'm on a yoga ball.
No, it's, I figured, but it's like, okay, she's.
They're like rolling back and
forth. No,
she's fidgety and like, so it helps me like. Have something to do. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to make sure that that's what was going on.
It's not like I have to go to the bathroom or anything. I'm just fidgeting.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Okay. Just the constant. I was like, I just had to ask. Sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Anyway. Well, Catherine had hers back in the day.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And that was one of those things where life happens, right? She's got 18 kids now or something like that. And, you know, just, it was not a feasible thing. They had a co-host, her and Brandy, and then da, da, da. Right. Cool while it lasted. But life happens. And so you get to, but there is that thing. It's a thing, right? That lasted for a while.
Yeah.
And she helped me kick off Liquid Lunch, and that was a blast. And then, you know, then she couldn't do that anymore. And so, I don't know. It's like, while you're able to do it, just do it and enjoy it, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know. It's like there's a legacy to it. It's a thing. It's needed, what you guys are doing.
I totally agree. Like, I like keep it fun. Like, I don't ever want it to be like
a chore or like a job.
Like whenever we record, I'm like, do you want to record tonight? And I always try to make it like, Melanie, like if you're just having a lazy day or don't feel good, like let me know. Like we can like record it another night. Like, I want to keep it fun, not where it's like a second job for us.
Yeah. And I feel like that also, like, you can see that and you can tell that, you know, listening back to the episodes, you know, and we don't ever want it to appear to our listeners that, oh, we're being forced to do this, because it is, we're doing it obviously so we can provide something to them, but we're also doing it because we're having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. But I think what I was roundabout eventually going to get to at some point, like to do some kind of, I don't know, Texas beer podcast, meetup, get together, festival. I don't know, maybe we do it around the Texas Craft Brewers Fest, if that ever gets to happen.
Fingers
again.
Crossed.
Yeah. This whole thing. So that's another thing. Like, what, obviously y'all have never done a podcast when there wasn't a pandemic going on.
No.
So,
what an age to live in to say that.
This is the whole thing. I just don't understand. But it's, what do you, like, if things get back to normal, you know, like, I don't know, like jobs and things like, what are the plans? Do y'all plan on doing shows on the road? Like when that's an option, do you plan on doing like going to the brewery? I don't, what's the plan?
I've thought about it a little bit. I don't think it's something Melanie I've ever talked about. Melanie and I have ever talked about together, but, yeah, I kind of see the idea of like going to a brewery or something and like recording an episode. Like, I prefer to do it when it's closed, you know, like no crazy noise.
Or, like, super early. We'll be like the early drinkers.
Yeah. We'll be drinking at 11.
That's the model I use. It works great.
Because it's going to be a totally different experience, because me and Melanie both travel a lot, mm-hmm. like a lot, a couple times a month between the two of us. And that's going to bring a whole new side of like topics to talk about and like angles to talk about. And like, thank goodness we got used to recording separately in the beginning.
Because, for sure. I feel like it, like, I don't know, I'm sure people say this all the time, but like, we started where like everything was a little bit weird. So I feel like going back to normal is going to be super easy. And then if we ever do encounter anything where like it gets really weird again, we'll already like, oh, we did this already.
Yeah.
It is weird thinking about it. And yeah, I mean, we haven't thought about like having guest on or anything. I mean, that adds a whole, I'm sure you know, another layer to it. But yeah, I don't know, it would be curious to see. It kind of sucks too, because a lot of great things that we would have content about, like Great American Beer Festival, Oktoberfest, like they're all getting canceled left and right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know, it's just less picking for the content.
I don't know. I mean, all things for a reason. I don't know. It's kind of like, maybe you guys are like, I don't know if you know the story of the Beatles, but the Beatles, when they first started out, they played this carnival there near Liverpool, and they just played every day for hours. Like they just, and they had like 7 or 8 songs, and they just hammered them out every single day. And it was like going to boot camp for a band. And so they got their timing down and everything. So maybe this is y'all's, whatever that carnival was called, thing, yeah, time for y'all. And I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. Get some practice in. And then like, once everything's back to normal, like people are going to be like tied into us and already listening. And
yeah,
that's the hope at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Austin needs you guys, and the Texas beer world needs you too, and your fellow podcasting brethren and sisterin, or whoever else is out there now. I don't know who you...
Fellowship, right?
The fellowship of the pod.
I love that, actually.
Yeah, it's getting really nerdy. We actually just watched Fellowship of the Ring the other day. My oldest daughter is... She shares my nerdery, and so we geek out and do Lord of the Rings once a year.
Whew, extended versions. All in one day, or?
Nah, well, we have in the past. I usually wait till I get the flu. It's usually a good flu killer, yeah, you know? But now,
yeah,
now it's, I don't know. We just get it in when we can. Anyway, it's good, great movies, though. What were we talking about? Oh, anyway. Well, I don't want to keep you guys
too long. Rings, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course. That's the name of the podcast. Inner Hobbit. Anyway, I know you guys have a show to record, and I don't want to keep you out too late. It's already 7 o'clock. Sun's going down. And so...
it's bedtime.
Yeah. do you have... So you said, I think six, the last episode posted was 6, and you said 10, you've recorded. So you've got 3 in the can ready to go.
Recorded 9.
You've recorded 9.
We recorded 8. We're re-recording episode 9 tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So 9
we're
to
trying
9.
To get ahead of it. Like, I definitely, a huge priority for me is batching all these episodes, but keeping them relevant. But
no, yeah. I think that's smart. Smart, smart. So yeah, keep it up. But I'm proud of you too. And I think,
thank you.
And just the hardest part, like, if you can get to 10. So I don't know what the exact stats are, but I'll make some up real quick so it sounds cool. But something like 70% of all podcasts like out there don't make it to 10 episodes.
Wow.
And then something like 90% don't make it past 100 or something like that. I don't know. So, but don't worry about that.
Wow.
You can cross that.
I mean, I've seen that a lot. Like when I was looking for podcasts to like reach out to like be a guest on, a lot like just are not active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
which sucks because they're still being found. People are still like willing to listen to them, but don't quit it. Keep up with it.
Yeah. But even so, let's say, who knows what life brings you, right? Like say Melanie's sitting on that ball and that ball gets a hole and it shoots her out the window. And and then she can, for whatever reason, can no longer podcast. Right?
I would need to find a new host.
And you'd need to get your window fixed, but get a new ball.
That too.
But what you've got will be worth listening to, and it's not going anywhere. So remember each episode that thing will last for, and who knows, maybe 20, 30 years from now, somebody comes across that podcast and they're like, what was the beer scene like in Austin then? Or what was going on? What were in the minds of people? So, just keep it up and,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. When y'all inevitably take off and get tons of listeners and everything, you know, don't forget about us little guys down here in Houston.
No, never. I would not. So. Yeah.
And we'll also
get our merch line, send you some, but
okay.
Kidding.
I will say our show that we do on Thursday, the live show, Liquid Lunch. We want to have you guys on anytime you want.
Yeah.
So, you know, because we're trying to, the whole state of Texas, that's a big state.
Yeah, so, and we love to drink down here in Texas.
We do. It's, you know, listen, we typically talk Houston on Interbrews, and you guys are going to be talking Austin a lot on your show. And it's, you know, the whole state of Texas has got, we've got a lot of great beer. Dallas has got some great beers, Fort Worth, San Antonio, all across the Hill Country, even out in El Paso. Yeah. We've had some guests on from, you know, El Paso and up near, you know, up over in Lubbock and Abilene and, you know, all around, right? It's an awesome state to be in. So, you know,
I like being a Texan.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Me too. All right. Well, Caitlin, Melanie, I'll let you guys get to recording your show. And I just want to say thank you for being on my show.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Of course. Anytime.
It's good talking with you again.
Yeah, I do. You know, I do make it up to Austin pretty regularly.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the more reason to come up. Maybe we'll record some show, do some running around, record some shows or something when life is.
For sure. Do some normal. Instagram living or something.
Yeah,
whenever that is. Oh, maybe some TikToks here and there.
Yeah, for sure, TikToks. For sure. For sure. I didn't know Instagram Live. I know. I'm just kidding. I knew that was a thing.
All of it.
Yeah. Well, how's y'all's Google Plus game right now?
Google Plus? Didn't they delete that?
Oh, that was my main platform. I should probably look into that.
I think they deleted it like this year. They have Google My Business, but you have to have a storefront.
LinkedIn is now on the up. It's coming up.
Yeah. You got to be smart for that, though. I don't keep up with that.
I know. I'm trying to get in on that live stream on the LinkedIn. We'll see what happens. I feel like now that I'm getting old.
There is a huge need for quality content. I mean, if we can ramble on forever, but like there's a huge need for quality content on LinkedIn. So I say go for it and fill that void.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see. All right. Well, you guys have a great night. And we will talk soon. And hey, do me a favor. Actually, well, if you got a... Never mind. I'll talk off when I stop recording. I just need a picture for the post. I was about to take a picture of my screen, but I don't think that works.
Okay.
Show you some hashtags. Anyway, okay, I'll be asking you some questions about the pictures.
Okay.
Hashtags or... All right. That's enough. All right. Well, for Caitlin, for Melanie, everybody, I'm Josh. Download, subscribe to their podcast, 512 Brood. And thank you for listening to this little podcast. This is Inner Brews.
This is Inner Brews.
The preceding has been a presentation of Stewed Productions.